Howdy, folks, howdy. We sure welcome you to the meeting of the Little Country Church of Hollywood. Have a seat. Meeting will start soon as Parson and his wife Sarah get here. Oh, they're always a little bit late. I'm glad to have your neighbor with us. Sister Hopkins is out in the barnyard giving directions to Josiah, who's putting some axle grease on the cow. Poor thing got tangled up in a piece of barbed wire. Cut her hip pretty bad, too. Maybe you all would like to listen to what the parson and his wife are a-saying.
What you got the cow's head all tied up with that rope for, Josiah?
Yeah, you wanted to hook me? I tried to get you to come out here and hold the cow. Hand me the axle grease there, please.
I don't see the axle grease.
Right behind you on the fence post. Been a snake, it of the bitch.
Uh-oh, now don't go to ordering me around. You got yourself all worried of getting the cow in the lot and tying up. Now you're taking it out on me.
Yeah, we ought not to try to put this axle grease on the cow before we went to meeting. How am I going to get my talk ready now?
Can't you get a talk ready by now? Let's see, helping the cow? It's the simple lessons that's the best anyway.
Yeah, I reckon so. Are you egg-a-beating varmint kicking me?
Oh, The poor thing. You hurt her, Josiah.
Now, ain't that a pretty come-off? Me here with my shin just about right, and you a pitying their old cow. Well, she can just go on with her wire cutters. Far as I'm concerned, come here kicking me and me trying to help her. I'm through.
Josiah.
What's the matter?
Why, you've got your talk.
Where'd I get any talk?
Well, when Molly kicked you.
Sure, I got a sermon. Turn her loose and just let her go to grass and eat mullein. Can't help her nohow.
No. Now, you're wrong there.
Well, I ain't got time to hear no sermon talk now. It's church time, anyhow. You ready?
Yes. You untie the cow while I go get my bonnet. I'll give you your subject for talk when we drive to church.
Come a-kicking me. If it wasn't for what I stand for, I'd give you something. Yes, I would, to learn you not to kick a person that's a-trying to help you. Fool cow's just a cow, though. That's all there are to it.
Got your Bible and your songbook?
Yeah, they're out there in the buggy, honey. You go on out in the front there and get in the buggy. Be there in a minute. Me here trying to cure the cut place. Just goes to show you can't do something for some people. All you need to shake your head at me. Now, I ain't going to fool with you. You can just go on and hurt as far as I'm concerned.
Did you turn the cow loose, Josiah?
I turned her good and loose. By the way, I forgot to pick up my axle grease. Now the hogs leaped that up. Did you ever see the like? You're trying to get to church, too.
You better on fasten then. I think you'll travel better on this.
Nothing to laugh at. I'm sag fretted. And that's what's ailing me. Trying to do for others. Whoa, now don't you get in a tanner, Dan Hopkins. Quit that rubbing your mouth on me. Now you quit it.
Oh, look, Josiah, you should have washed your hands. Just look at you.
Get up, Sam. too much to do. That's what's the matter. Preacher ought not to have to do nothing but think. Get up there. Yeah, it's just the thought of that old cow hauling off and keeping me. That's what's got me down. Get up. Me so full of enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm, Josiah.
Well, whatever I was full of to help the cow there and then get kicked. You saw her kick me, didn't you?
Now, just calm yourself down.
Get up there.
I want you to preach a sermon for me today. Will you?
Get up there, I tell you. You ain't never asked nothing of me yet, honey, that is in the power to do that I didn't do, did you?
No. I'll say that for you, Josiah. You never done anything but what I asked you to do.
Well, what was it you wanted me to preach for you, honey? Couldn't nobody refuse you when you smile and talk like that.
Preach a sweet sermon on the overlooking.
Now, what you mean by overlooking?
Well, for instance, the cow kicked you now, didn't she?
I reckon she did. She might deny right me.
And you was a-trying to help her, too, wasn't you?
Of course I was, trying to put the axle grease on the cut place.
Well, then overlook it. Preach a sermon on overlooking things. Then go right back to the cow lot after meeting and put the axle grease on the hurt place. Now, won't you do that, Josiah?
You slow down there, Dan. That bump. Now, slow down. Well, there may be air, right?
I know I'm right, Josiah.
Glad day, and I will see my friend. Dangers and troubles would end if Jesus should come today. Glad day, is it the crowning day? I live for today, nor anxious be. Jesus, my Lord, I soon shall see. Glad day, is it the crowning day?
Well, howdy, folks.
Well, howdy, and howdy.
Feeling so well, but I'm going to overlook it. I'm going to overlook it. You know our cow, Molly?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, she just liked to rent me a while ago. Yeah, I was putting axle grease on. She kicked me.
Oh,
yeah, right on my chin there. It sure did hurt. But anyhow, I promised her that I'm going to do it. You know, when I make a promise, I keep it. Well, you all turn over there to number 111.
111.
Yeah, watch in the garden with Jesus. Ain't that a touching piece? Let's have that.
If mist and darkness decline thy day, watch in the garden with him. For gloom and shadow will flee away, watch in the garden with him. Watch for an hour with Jesus, watch in the garden. Watch in the garden with Jesus.
Now, that's such a fine song. Awful touching, too. As I was telling you all about the cow, you know one reason why I'm going to overlook it? Of course, Sarah asked me to, but another reason is I believe I got more sense than that cow. Might be kind of a tie and tie, but you know, if you got more sense than anybody, why, you can afford to overlook it. Now, can't you? That's exactly what I'm going to do, and I got a Bible piece on it, too. But anyhow, while I'm getting the piece ready here, will you all turn over there to 62? Dearer Than All. That's a grand old song.
The love of the mother of all, there is a love sweeter far than yours. Love all sufficient for sin to atone. Jesus is dearer than all. Dearer than all, yes, dearer than all. He is my king, before him I fall.
sure is. What's a little old kick here and there? One thing about a cow kick, it's so personal, though. It's awful hard to get your mind off of it. But, you know, Sarah was trying to get me to learn a new word the other day on environment. That's a grand word, you see. That's how everything's set up all around you, you know. But I says to her, I says, now, your environment ain't everything. Of course, it's you, you see. It ain't so much your environment. Now, you take when the Lord was here, you know one question they throwed right in his face? They said, can any good come out of Nazareth? You see, that's where he come from. Because his little bitty town, you see, in a little country place, they throwed that at him. Why, it ain't Nazareth, you see, that made the Lord. No, sir. If it is Nazareth that made the Lord, why, there's lots of other little towns just as pretty as Nazareth. You see, it was what was in him, you see, when he come. He brought that with him. He was divine. You all see that? Well, now, you just go on now. It ain't the environment. Now, you take pearls. You know where they come from? Didn't Sarah see it? You saw it in the almanac, didn't you, honey? Read it to me right out of the almanac. Pearls come out of oysters. That's what it says now. You all need to doubt it. That's right there in the almanac for this year. Pearls come out of oysters. You know where diamonds come from? Come out of mud and dirt. You know where the gold comes from? Out of old rock that don't look like it's worth nothing. Yes, sir, and I want you to know you take a man like Abraham Lincoln. Now, you just imagine that he was trained and was born into the world with a silver spoon in his mouth. No, he won't. Born in a house to tell me that was a poor place all run down and a dirt floor. You see, it was what was in the man. And I ain't going to let no cow kick get me all upset. You see, if you got calm and peace within, why, the outside things don't make no more difference to you than the wind just a blowing over the water. You see, it's down in the deep places where the stillness is. No, sir, I'm a great believer and going right on. Neighbors, you know what I'm going to do? Flying just as straight to that faucet and put that axle grease on that cow that kicked me. Because, you see, if you're big enough, you're going to overlook it. Well, goodbye, folks.
Goodbye, everybody.